Hi, folks. This is Angela Lambrew, creator of The Kid Bull Story. I want to personally welcome and thank you for joining us today. This is your podcast where animals have a voice. Follow Kit Bull as she shares some fun and meaningful stories with a message for everyone. Now sit back and enjoy the episode.
Kit had returned from her expedition with Mila and Nestor and later took a walk to where she always met Scat. She sniffed and looked around and was startled when he leaped right in front of her. He had a playful look on his face, and Kit was happy to see him.
Hi, Scat. I thought you weren't coming back. Why did you tear out of here like that the other day? I'm really glad to see you, though.
I don't know. Maybe it's because you had some funny ideas? Can you tell I am not a fan of humans? Besides, I was going to have dinner with my friends over at the colony. There's one behind the abandoned house. You can always find something to eat there.
What colony? I have no idea what you're talking about. Please explain.
It's a place where a lot of us live together. Strays, mostly females, though, and some feral cats, too. They know me there. That's where I go sometimes to get some grub.
You're gonna have to tell me what a feral is, and if you're a feral or a stray, and what's the difference? Gee, it all sounds so confusing.
You're funny, Kit. I'll break it down for you. I used to be a pet, which means I don't mind being touched by humans. Now I'm a stray. Strays are either abandoned, lost, or, in my case, take off on their own for whatever reason. A feral is a wild cat. They definitely don't like humans.
I see. Yeah, you ran away because you were hurt. I remember you told me that. I, too, was hurt by humans and was saved by some good ones, too. There are good people around, like, tell me more.
Did I ever tell you about old Toothless Cordelia? This old gal had been declawed. That means she had all her nails pulled out, so she escaped. Her humans found her, but she kept escaping, and when they finally found her, she was all happy living in a colony.
Goodness! Why would anyone do something as awful as pulling out a cat's nails? Ugh, I would run away too. Oh, poor Cordelia with those humans. A colony sounds like a good place, though. But how did how do all you cats survive in a colony?
No. The last people Cordelia lived with took her away from the ones that declawed her. You know humans don't like their furniture scratched. Anyway, she kept escaping and going to the colony. I guess they wanted her to be happy, and so they left her there. They also fed the colony and helped make homes for all the cats. Old Toothless Cordelia was happy till the end.
Gosh, poor Cordelia went looking for her happiness no matter what. Scat, maybe you should stay at the colony instead of wandering around all by yourself. And see, those nice folks took care of the colony, too.
Oh, no. The difference between dogs and cats is you guys are pack animals, and we are basically loners, especially us guys. Don't worry about me, Kit. We cats are skilled hunters, too.
Oh, I want to hear about that for sure. Take care of yourself, Scat, and don't stay away too long.
Kit was left thinking about old toothless Cordelia and the colony of cats. She thought about what animals endured and was grateful for her home at Wild in the City with Rose, a good human.
Join Kit and her friends on the next podcast, and thanks so much for tuning in.